47 degrees in downtown Denver. Good evening, Colorado. Thursday, the 26th of October, 2023. Stephen Tubbs, Jim Nichols at the controls. Lori Kelman watching the news, and there's a lot of developments right now, apparently, with the breaking news that happened just after we signed off last night, the deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. 18 dead, 13 hurt. They have been looking for this killer. And right now, apparently, they have surrounded the suspect's home. And this is well more than 24, or right around 24 hours after the massacre at locations that included a bowling alley and a local bar. You know, we know to the best we can, and some of you most certainly know it better than I do. We know what this community is going through. And the fact, again, that I come on the air with, after today, six more programs. And now, as I've said, over the years with you, the countdown to the next mass shooting has now started. But, I mean, people, I'll play you just real quick. This guy, he was at the bowling alley. When you walk into the front of a bowling alley, to the entrance of a bowling alley, where most likely would people be looking? Let me tell you, they're not looking at the entrance. They're looking down the lanes. And this guy opens fire.
Well, we're inside and snowing night of bowling, and out of nowhere, he just came in and there was a loud pop. Thought it was a balloon. I had my back turned to the door. And as soon as I turned and saw that it was not a balloon, he was holding a weapon, I just booked it. Down the lane, and I slid basically into where the pins are and climbed up in the machine and was on top of the machines for about 10 minutes until the cops got there. I don't know how to explain it. I don't think you're supposed to see that in real life. Over 10, where at least I knew they were shots. And then when I got on top of the bowling machine, it was a lot of ruckus back there, so I don't really know from that, but heard the first one, it was probably 15 feet behind me. I mean, he was close, very close. But I just went there, you know, just to bowl by myself, and yeah, I wasn't even there 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, I just walked in the place. I was putting on my bowling shoes when I when it started. So, I've been barefoot for 5 hours.
Authorities now say 18 people were killed in shootings at a bowling alley and restaurant in Lewiston, Maine. 13 others were injured. Maine State Police Colonel William Ross.
Approximately 8 people at this point have been identified. 10 of these victims still need to be identified at this time.
An intense manhunt is underway for 40-year-old suspect Robert Card. He's said to be a firearms expert, and he is in the Army Reserves. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
We'll continue, of course, to throughout the evening and overnight. We will have more from our partners at CBS News. Any news that breaks, this is definitely the most wanted man in America right now. He is a fugitive, 18 dead, 13 hurt, and a community absolutely shattered. For what? For what? And, you know, one of the texts that came into the studio was, you know what, if I can, forgive me, give me a little grace. I want to read this because Mr. and Mrs. Texter, I completely agree. Says Steph, and I appreciate that. My friends call me Steph. Quote, I rarely think red flag laws are valid, but if it ever was, this Maine case is a valid one. Close quote. Amen to that. You can text the studio just like your fellow listener there via the free-to-download app. Of course, live stream audience, we welcome our global audience listening via the app or the website, 710knus.com/Stephan. Commercial break free podcasts. Jim puts up every hour of every show we do. Accessible via the app, the website, or wherever you get podcasts. If you do listen later, I want to make sure that I try in the next week or so to make sure I appreciate that if you did miss. I mean, I get really nice. I get hate-filled, trust me. But I get really nice several times a year. You know what? I work a certain shift, and I can't listen to your program live, but I always go back and listen via podcast, and I appreciate that greatly. Once again, just a quick reminder, It may not be you, but it may be somebody out there. If you are wondering, you know, what about all of our podcasts? We've been together nearly 6 years, since February 5th of 2018. If you want to hear how bad this show was, really bad, back in the, listen to that first week. I had no idea if I was going to be able to do this talk show thing because I was afraid to have an opinion. I better not. Somebody might be mad at me. And now, Jim, I want you to know I don't give a shit. But Mr. Crowley, our chief of staff, he's told me specifically, if people, and people have, believe it or not, hey, can we download those programs still? If you want to go back and download as much as your heart desires, you can do that until the end of the year. The station is going to keep up the show's page at at 710knus.com/Stefan, and you'll be able to download. But come January 1st, Jim, the show goes away. I want to thank, from last hour, Colonel Matthew Packard of the Colorado State Patrol. The chief, he did not have to come in for 30 minutes at the end of what surely was a long day. In the 4 o'clock hour, one of my all-time mentors on truly, if there were four faces of my Mount Rushmore for my career, he'd be one of them. Jerry Bell, 35 years as the news director and then a little bit as the program director and a long time doing reporting for KOA, my former employer. Jerry talking about the assassination of Harvey Milk, talking about his coverage in November of 1978 of Jonestown and Jim Jones. A fantastic hour with a fantastic newsman. That hour number one of today's podcasts, if you missed it. We continue now. To be honest, I thought I'd kissed him goodbye already. From his palatial estate in an undisclosed location in Florida, because he wouldn't want the riffraff to be driving through his neighborhood, please welcome one of my all-time favorite, not just favorites, but he's a friend. I mean, he's a friend long after this show ends, but it's rare in the business to actually meet a quote-unquote politician and go, man, I really like this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, please, one more time. From his gated community in Florida, former Senate Minority Leader for the great state of Colorado, Chris Hulbert, my brother.
Brother, it is so great to hear your voice, and thank you so much for letting me be part of the goodbye tour.
Farewell tour. Hulbert, get it right. Farewell tour.
I count you as a friend,
yes.
as you said. And I just wanted to start by recalling you called me after the George Floyd protests, riots.
Yep.
Downtown and asked if I would be available to interview, and you were working on a documentary. I didn't know what it was about, and I just said, sure.
You did.
And
you didn't even know what I was getting you into.
The only one who would do it. And I'm like, all he did is call me, and I said, sure.
Yep. No, you did. You are especially a Colorado Constitution expert. Honest to God, I don't know why you're not a professor as we speak of civics and government. And I know you've got, you know, ties back here to Colorado. You know, I mean this. And again, for our friends listening, I by now, you know what you're going to get. I mean, it's a love fest, and I still hope that it's at least remotely entertaining. But it is very rare. You know, to me, it wouldn't have mattered if you were a Democrat or a Republican. If you were a jerk, and the same with me, you know, you don't become friends. But I was so happy in September, so happy in September to have lunch with you. I got to meet your wife. And it's just very rare in this, especially the majority of my career being a newsman. It's just very rare to have a friendship develop out of this guy was elected. This guy, in your case, you were Senate Minority Leader. But I wanted to have this opportunity again to thank you not only for the friendship, but thank you for your leadership when you were here in Colorado. And thank you for, you know, your appearance and your time when we put together Denver and Decay.
Well, it was great to finally see. I remember I was up in Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction for some meetings at the evening, the the day that it was rolled out.
Yep.
And I watched it on my phone traveling down I-70 from Glenwood Springs.
That's not a smart decision. Unless you weren't driving. Unless you weren't driving.
No. Yeah, I was in the back seat.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I had a driver. Not a taxpayer-funded driver,
gotcha.
But just a friend I was with. But all the way into Grand Junction, I'm like, oh. Because it wasn't – I thought it was going to be about the protests and the damage of the Capitol. It wasn't about that really at all. You showed some of the protests and the activity around the Capitol, but – to turn that toward homelessness and drug addiction. And then your trip up to Vancouver with Peter and the injection sites. And I mean, what I appreciate about you and your show is that you have pursued truth. You don't throw things out just to get somebody upset, riled up.
Well, you're right.
What I love about you, Stefan, is that you are looking for the truth. And I appreciate that. And, you know, your listeners, thank you. To Kelly,
yep.
To you, Stefan, thank you for the opportunity to come a few times and sit there in your seat. I don't remember if it was when you had COVID or not.
Probably.
I think once it was like, hey, can you be over here like in an hour? And I'm like, sure.
And then, yeah, fill in at least the next 3 hours, please.
No prep. And I think back then it was four.
No, it was. During, you're exactly right, Chris. During, so you'd have, when you came in, 4 hours to fill.
And with no prep. And with all that, I just want to say thank you to your listeners because they are so wonderful to interact with. I know the wall of hate is there and, you know, everybody who gets to sit in the chair gets blasted by somebody.
Yeah.
But the listeners who would respond and say, wow, I talked about something in the Constitution or legislative process. And there are people who say, wow, I had no idea that's the way it worked. Mm-hmm. Thanks for explaining that.
Mm-hmm.
Or just interaction. It was such a blast, and I wish I still had the outlet to do that. We talked when you were down here. There doesn't seem to be anything comparable here in the sort of Tampa Bay South area.
You know, and Chris, that concerns me.
There's conservative radio, but nothing like what you do.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, you did a fabulous job when you'd fill in even at the last minute. But it concerns me. Because one of my mentors of my life was in here in the 4 o'clock hour, and toward the end of the 4 o'clock hour, I asked him. This is a guy who spent 35 years at KOA. He had I believe a 42 year career total. And I asked him, is AM radio dying? And he said, I'm going to give you an answer that may surprise you. And he said, yes. And it did surprise me, but you know, I'm not a fan. I'm probably going to get in trouble. But what are they going to do? I got six more after today. I'm not a fan of this station's decision to go a nationally syndicated Monday through Friday, starting November 6th, 4 to 7. Nothing against the man who is going to do that show. I do want to say, and I want to take a little bit of potential heat or anger away from local management here. This was a corporate decision to put in a nationally syndicated show. And I feel bad. I don't make any bones about it. I have no regrets. I will miss this, Chris. And I think, you know, you and I are friends. So I've told you how much I'm going to miss it. But what I really, really feel bad about is it's this local time slot that will be lost and to a national syndicated program. And then what about tomorrow, so to speak, the next? And so, you know, in the words of Jerry Bell, I'm not going to say, especially in the last six shows and half an hour, I'm not going to say that I feel that AM radio is dying. But I will say this, that in many ways, in my heart and soul, that it's never been more important. Your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, what KNUS did in Denver, from my perspective in the state legislature, is gave us a place to go talk about the other side of the issue. If, you know, if Kyle
literally the other side of the aisle,
Channel 9 are going to take one view, I'd be like, okay, that's not the way I see it. But we could come on and have some balance. And your audience recognized that. They knew where to go to get that other side of the story, or in my view, you know, to get the truth,
the
not
truth.
Slamming anybody else. But that I remember an evening, I think we were texting back and forth. We were sort of verifying numbers, but you were having a conversation with the listeners and some callers about a new recall against the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how many signatures you need in 90 days. The average is this many a month, this many a day. Are you prepared to do that on day one? And the answer was no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, do you remember?
89 days.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I remember that event. Because I got not certainly the most vitriolic, but during that effort to recall Governor Polis from Jump Street, and I'm not bragging, I'm telling you the facts. You can go back and check the tape. Not you, Chris, but anybody else that doesn't believe me. I was never ever a part of let's recall, because it was going to fail. It was going to be a waste of time and energy. It was going to fail. Man, I got the hate. Nobody called each other rhinos then, but I think they would have. And, you know, to your point, I remember that very well. That, you know, you've been just, that's a perfect example of the valuable resource you've been.
Well, and not once did I hear you say he shouldn't be recalled, or, you know, that you didn't want him recalled. I heard you talking about.
Correct.
Truth.
It's not going
to
happen.
This is what you need to do, and you have this much time to do it. Are you prepared to start this and make it work? And it didn't work. Does that mean that you were right and somebody else was wrong? Well, no. I point to that you aren't afraid to stand up and explain to people what's true. Just, I'm not here to try to persuade you to agree with me or disagree, but this is what's true.
Right.
And I know from sitting there in that chair and looking, you know, at the text messages and calls and emails and conversations that people had with me after I was in that chair, days later, that I know there are people out there in KNUS land who appreciate that about you and are going to miss it. And I thank you for this opportunity to be on air and just say, Stefan, Kelly, everybody, thank you. Because what you built there was valuable, and it'll be missed. The national syndication piece sounds like the station's moving more to what we have here in the Tampa area. And
right.
Yeah, I know all the national shows I can listen to during the day, but there's nobody telling me what's going on here like you do there. And that's awesome. Thank you for doing it.
Well, that's very, very kind of you, my friend. I mean, I will miss picking on guys like
DPS. Up
I mean, Tay. I don't know what Tay's going to do now that he has. I mean, Kyle Clark. Who's going to call it? Who's going to call Channel 9 Narcan 9? Who's going to pick on this guy?
There's always Coloradans who are ignorant and selfish.
Who's going to do it, Chris? That's why I think, Chris, you should announce right now that you will stay at your gated palatial Florida estate. However, you will be shopping a Colorado show from Florida, and you will focus on because I got to take a break, and you know how this works, but what are you up to now? The last time that you were on, we were talking about kind of a civics lesson or whatever. What's going on?
Thank you to the folks at Advance Colorado. I've gotten involved with them, and I am a consultant. They're one of my clients, but I've been so privileged to have the opportunity to record videos and explain just what you were talking about, aspects of the state constitution, how the legislature works. It's not about left or right. It's just about, here are the rules of the game in Colorado. Here's how it works. Unique aspects of the constitution, like local control. And, you know, I love to talk about that.
Oh,
stuff.
You do.
And they're actually paying me to talk about it. So it's been great fun. I've got other clients, busy, making a good living. I joked with people before I resigned, or as I was leaving the legislature, it won't be hard to replace the $40,242 base salary that the taxpayers paid to state legislators. I think I can probably get that by asking if you'd like to supersize that, or, you know, would you like to have fries with that?
Probably.
But, you know, actually have found a way to make more than that, and loving it. I work from home, and Diane and I are very happy here in our palatial
gated community.
Yeah, 2,000 square foot ranch home, and it's just the two of us and two dogs, and awesome. We're loving life. Get to go walk on the beach in the morning. My favorite thing, there's no lift ticket, no line.
No I-70 traffic.
Equipment. It's just, and early in the morning, it's easy to get back and forth.
So that's awesome.
Anytime you're down, you know, I hope you'll let me know. You're always welcome. And,
thank you.
And it's sad to see it go, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful to call you a friend, and I'm grateful for the time I got to spend there in your chair and what KNUS did for Right of Center listeners in Colorado to discover truth and be challenged and have a conversation. God bless you, man.
Amen, brother. Love you. Best to Diane and you, and stand by. Being told that Governor Polis is on the line and wants to say something, we'll give him the last word.
2 available jobs for every unemployed Coloradan we have.
I love you.
Love you, man.
Take care.
Say hi to KNUS. You rock.
All right. Thank you. It's former Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert, who actually is a very smart man in more ways than one. He read the room. He read the tea leaves for him and his personal situation. He got the hell out of Colorado. What are we going to do in our next segment, Jim? I do know this. There's a birthday today. And his name is Keith Urban. And he is one of my all-time favorites. On the Hall of Fame wall, Mount Rushmore of musicians and guitarists. 56 years old today, Mr. Keith Urban. To the break. Stay with us. 30 more minutes to go on the Thursday program.
When you walked up behind me and covered my eyes and whispered in my ear, guess who?
Six 6:32, Jim, this may be one of my, one of my karaoke go-tos, if I did karaoke. The legend, the underrated guitarist, Keith Urban, celebrating his 56th birthday today. Happy birthday to a guy that has just put on amazing shows here in Colorado, amazing shows at Cheyenne Frontier Days. Have I mentioned lately I'll miss this show? After today, 6 more. But what would, you know, the final 30 minutes of the program be? I don't know if I could. I definitely could continue this another 3 hours tonight on this very topic. But alas, we don't have any time, and the computer will cut me off at the top of the hour. But if you were looking for a farewell tour with, let me just kiss the ass of Mayor Mike.
I haven't done anything yet.
Johnston, and, you know, all of that stuff I've said since the summer of hell 2020 about Denver and decay, I'm going to give it a rest. Nope. Nope. So let me tell you the latest bullshit to come out of Denver and decay. I mentioned this last hour. As great American Eric from Stapleton would say, I'm hot as fish grease. Have you noticed that there have been sprinkles? Oh, I got a sound effect for that. Sprinkles. There have been sprinkles since the summer of hell 2020 and the post-George Floyd and the knee-jerk reactions by the state legislature and, you know, the shame and guilt from we can't have this, we can't have that, well, we've got to do something. You know, what about equity? What about diversity? What about inclusion? You know, if it hadn't been so shoved down my G-damn throat, I probably would have agreed with 75% of the things that, you know, yeah, we could do a better job here, there, or there. But here is, speaking of sprinkled in, have you noticed, especially the last 12 months, but have you noticed since the summer of hell 2020, have you noticed that we're seeing little itty bitty reminders of what happens because of a coddling don't want to offend anybody, society. And I'm not talking about the global world here, the population. I'm talking about right here in your own backyard if you're listening in the greater Denver and Decatur metro area. And it probably is in other parts of Colorado if that's where you are. Let me give you an example of how when you don't want to offend someone, when you want to, you know, tread lightly, we don't want, God knows you don't want to be accused of being a racist. This is what happens. Bullshit like this. Of course, in my humble opinion. Did you know that this coming Saturday, that anyone with an active warrant in the city and county of Denver and Decay for low-level misdemeanors, they can have their case magically cleared? These are people, friends. These are pieces of shit, many of them, that never appeared. See, this is what happens, Cragatha McCann, Denver District Attorney outgoing. And if you, I didn't think you were going to cry because I have six shows left. I certainly am not crying that that door, when that hits you in, should I say it, Jim? In your ugly ass. This is what happens when you do not have law and order. This is what happens. You get programs like, what's it called again? What BS? The Fresh Start event. This is coming day after tomorrow. And no, they don't have to show up early. We'll open the doors for them at 9 a.m. Let me give you the details of this crap. Again, coming up Saturday. And they, by the way, if you're saying, I don't know why he's getting all hot under the collar. They've done this before. Yes, they have. Yes, they have done this before, and yes, you are kidding yourselves if they won't plan the next one, if it's not already on the calendar. So again, Saturday, anyone with an active warrant in the city and county of Denver and Decay, if they're low-level misdemeanors, which if you have a low-level misdemeanor, a mid-level misdemeanor, or a high-level misdemeanor, you've done something where you're in and on the radar of law enforcement because law enforcement believes in law and order. And whether they like it or not, law enforcement officials must work with district attorneys, progressive or not. A person is eligible for the fresh, I think I got to do it, Jim. A person is eligible for the Fresh Start event if they have active warrants for one or more of the following: a misdemeanor case in Denver, a Denver municipal case, including criminal traffic offenses, a probation violation in a Denver County or municipal court case. But wait, there's more. You will have it cleared. If you have a failure to appear at a second advisement in a class 4, 5, or 6 non-victim rights act felony. Makes me want to puke. Well, who you say, Stephen Tubes? Who is eligible for this? Who is eligible for this? Those who are eligible can speak with defense attorneys on Saturday morning or into early Saturday afternoon. They can speak with defense attorneys. You can have outstanding warrants cleared. Poof. And you can either resolve your court case or, here's the best one, the best bullshit of all. They say that you can set a new court date without being arrested. These are people that back in the day, you don't want to be a racist. You don't want to offend anybody. You want to be sure that you're all full of diversity, equity, inclusion, right, Fentanyl Phil Weiser, right, Cragatha McCann, right, any whack job in most district attorney's offices around the state. Thank God for some like the 18th and the 4th. Messrs. Kellner and Allen specifically. These people didn't show up in the first place. For many of them, that's why they've got a warrant out for their arrest, because of a failure to appear. But this, your little Fresh Start program, I mean, what progressive liberal idiots thought this was a great idea? Well, of course they do. Hey, Cragatha, what do you think? We're going to have a Fresh Start program this weekend. What do you think? Oh, I think that's great. I can see some idiot in another part of Colorado going, thanks to the leadership of Cragatha McCann and what they've done with that Fresh Start program in Denver, we're going to open up one here in Colorado Springs, Pagosa, La Junta, Greeley, Grand Junction. Again, eligible people for the Fresh Start, wipe your record clean, so to speak, this Saturday. You can speak with a defense attorney, you can have your outstanding warrants cleared, and you can either resolve your court cases or set a new court date without being arrested. These people, do you see who the biggest fools of all are in this? The biggest fools of all are those idiots starting around post-George Floyd Summer of Hell 2020 who decided that it was the best idea to have someone sign a personal recognizance bond or a PR bond or a I promise. Oh, the court wants you to think this is a promise that they will reappear once we get this COVID, but make sure to show up with two masks on and make sure you got your jab before you come back to court. You see, these people signed a PR bond, many of them, I don't know every case, but many of them signed a PR bond, which authorities, DA's offices, thought was a promise to reappear. As I've said for three freaking plus years, all this was a promise to disappear. But for some, I said this last hour, for some with some Pac-Man like neck tattoo and a couple of teardrop tattoos coming out of one of the eyeballs, I'm sure they're going to go, Fresh Start? Fresh Start? I can get a Fresh Start? Yeah, you can, thanks to the progressive idiots in Colorado, in Decay, specifically Denver in Decay. And as I wrap up, the Fresh Start program, and I'm quoting here, is a collaborative effort of several city agencies to clear up the thousands of outstanding city and state misdemeanor warrants for people who have failed to appear for their cases in Denver County Court. Let's rewind the tape. You just got done telling me you can set a new court date without being arrested. These people haven't shown up for what they were previously done. What on God's green earth gives any of these idiots any kind of clarity to think, oh, we'll have the Fresh Start program and now they'll come, we'll clear that, and now they'll promise to appear at a later date. This may sound very political, but it's true. Factual. You don't like what I've just outlined? Thank a Democrat. Period. Oh, that's right. Hearing in my ear from, you know, the telepathy that I'm able to do with some of you. Well, when, Stephen, when is the Fresh Start program? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Fresh Start event is coming up this Saturday, October 28th, at the Assessment, Intake, and Diversion Center of Denver. Friends taking notes, that would be at 1370 Elati Street from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And yes, this is the second one that the city of Denver and Decay has hosted. And if there was a first, and now this is the second, it's just a matter of time before there's a third. Saying it again, gonna miss you. Gonna miss this show. Let's take our final phone call of the evening. And this is good because this is actually a mini farewell tour. We got a call, an email. We've had Mike on before. Mike Connors was a reporter during the Oklahoma City bombing. I love this guy. He's given me great information off. It's great to look down on the call screen and see your name, brother. Thank you.
Oh, I'm happy to be on. I was hoping I could get to be a part of the magical mystery tour that's coming to take you away.
It is. In fact, again, this is for you. Mike Connors, everyone. Everyone, Mike Connors. It's good to hear you. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I wanted to throw out a little bit of information. I really enjoyed listening to you talking with, was it Jerry Bell?
Jerry Bell. Yeah, Jerry Bell. Amazing.
And it reminded me just you know, as you know, I've done a lot of different media. And in Denver, I've been close to a couple of talk show hosts. At one point, I did some work with Tom Martino. Mm-hmm. And another time, my buddy was Steve Kelly. So I scored KOA all the time, just sit there and watch him do his show.
Yep.
And as you know, I've been on as a guest on talk shows all over the country, from little tiny stations to the number one drive time in New York City or L.A. or wherever. So I've had I've met a lot of different talk show hosts, and I've heard a lot of different talk shows. And quite frankly, none of them, even though some were my buddies and they're great people, nobody inspired me until about a year ago. And I don't really listen to radio that much, but I just found myself driving around Denver a lot, and I happened upon you. And, you know, I really haven't followed your career in a long time. I mean, I knew you when you were young, and and for those people at that time, everybody knew you were a rising star. There were quite a few rising stars at the Oklahoma City bombing trials. A lot of people that went on to take really big jobs in other markets, or who were with networks and went on to be White House correspondents, or like a Scott Pelley who went to 60 Minutes. Yeah. You know, everybody knew you were going to be a rising star. And so it's kind of fun for me to see you at, you know, not at the beginning, but as you had gotten hold and understood journalism and were, you know, really rubbing shoulders with the big boys.
I'll say, I appreciate those words. You know what? I mean, and I look back and, you know, you and I covering in 97 specifically, you know, a long year for me. But I mean, my work was nothing. It was for those victims' family members, for our audience, obviously, in Colorado, to cover as accurately as we both could the Oklahoma City bombing trials. I mean, it's crazy to think to me that, you know, I was at that. And I've probably told you this before, Mike. I've certainly mentioned it maybe once or twice on the program. You know, to go to Oklahoma City 6-7 hours after the bombing, and then all the way through the trials and the preliminary hearings, and being amazed by the most incredible jurist that I've ever sat in front of, and that would be Judge, and rest in peace, Judge Richard Mache, to then have it full circle, Mike, to be in Terre Haute, Indiana for the execution of Timothy McVeigh. I wasn't a witness, but I covered that for ABC News. I knew then that this was an absolute rarity to go from literally hours after a heinous crime to the execution of the man who did it. And, you know, you and I have talked offline, you know, that story is really not over.
No,
it's not.
There's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. And if we can, you know, ever get the right things together, maybe we can find out who John Doe number two was, and who some of these other people who either looked the other way and let it happen, or maybe even helped bring it about.
Yeah.
But the reason for my call today is what I want to say was I started listening to you, and something happened in me that's never happened. Like I say, as you know, I've spent a lot of time at the radio stations. I've been with some of the greats in this thing, but you inspired me. And you've been the only person that I've ever heard on talk radio that I said, gee, I wish I could do that.
Wow.
Or I'd like to do that.
Well, thank you.
And it's the genuineness that you have. And as you know, it's much easier to come on and have a persona and to put together a persona and be that person and play that person year in and year out. I don't think you've done that. I think you're about as genuine as you can be without losing your mind.
Thank you. I mean, I've tried. Unfortunately, I got to take a break, our final one. But listen, I am really, you and I, we're going to get together for breakfast, and we're going to plan our perhaps first venture together or an adventure. And, you know, thank you for being you. I'm glad you found us within the last year. And, your comments mean more to me than you'll realize.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, and just, you know, I'm going to miss not being able to turn you on and hear you on the radio. That's a lot of people feel that way.
Thanks. Go back to the podcast. They're available until the end of the year. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike Connor is a reporter in his own right and covered the Oklahoma City bombing trials. As we did that in the mid to late 90s. We'll wrap up the show coming up next. Just a few more minutes remaining. Of course, news with CBS at the top of the hour. Tomorrow on the program, the farewell tour will continue. I hope that we can open up the 405 if the good Lord grants me another day. And God willing, we're back at 405 tomorrow, Mountain Time, that they will have made an arrest. Some of you may know that if they don't make an arrest, but they get the guy, if you can read between the lines, if this is the guy, okay. 18 dead. 13 hurt in the latest mass shooting in this country, Lewiston, Maine. As of right now, as we say goodbye, they're still looking for this fugitive. Tomorrow on the farewell tour and the program, former Rockies pitcher Jason Hirsch will be here in studio. Outstanding Patriot. And we're going to talk a little bit. We'll go back to the summer of hell 2020 and how Jared Polis and his executive orders almost ruined Jason Hirsch's small business. Our political strategist, Jen Kearns, will talk Biden, we'll talk Israel, we'll talk Gaza. Jen Kearns will join us for the farewell tour at 5:25. And a reminder, you got one more night and most of tomorrow to watch our film this week. Jim's suggestion, The Catcher Was a Spy, based on a true story starring Paul Rudd. I believe the film came out 2018, 2019. You can find it, as Jim told us, for free on Tubi. I want to say thank you again to my mentor, my dear friend, Jerry Bell, a radio legend. Thank you for coming in studio, Jerry, for the entire hour, hour number one. In the second hour of the program today, thank you to Matthew. Oh, I got to play this, don't I? There we go. Matthew Packard from the State Patrol, Chris Holbrook earlier this hour. Enjoy the final 15 seconds of Keith Urban. For Jim, Lori, Stephen Tubbs saying so long, farewell, good night, and remember our troops.